This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Libraries are reporting that checkouts of ebooks are up 50% since the beginning of the pandemic, and they expect this extra demand for ebooks to last. But it turns out that digital books are way more expensive for libraries to buy than plain old print. Some publishers have altered their e-licensing terms recently to make things easier on libraries, but that could change in a post-COVID world, as Ashley Milne-Tite reports.
Callie Burke reads her share of science fiction. She's an aerospace engineer for NASA.
I also do a lot of romance, and so you can go through those very quickly. So that's where going to the library does save a lot of money.
Since COVID hit, going to the library has usually meant going online. Since March, she's checked out 97 ebooks.
It's like a different version of scrolling through your Netflix or Hulu and being like, I have all this selection. What books do I want to pick?
Hearing that may delight librarians. Publishers? Probably not.
Libraries are mission-driven organizations. Publishers are profit-driven organizations.
Bill Rosenblatt is president of Giant Steps Media Technology Strategies. He says most publishers' licensing terms limit the number of checkouts and make libraries rebuy the books every year or two. But during COVID, some publishers have eased up on ebook terms and pricing. Rosenblatt says that makes sense given all the challenges to another of their customers, physical bookstores. Still, he says they could change tack after the pandemic.
The cold reality is that libraries have to start thinking about this in business terms if they're going to come to some sort of mutual accommodation with publishers.
On what a fair price is for an ebook. Librarian Jennifer Rothschild selects and buys books for Arlington Public Library in Virginia. She says libraries have a problem.
This pandemic is decimating local government budgets. And so going into next year, libraries are facing a huge funding crisis.
She says if they can't afford enough ebooks to meet growing demand,
and then people are like, oh, my library doesn't have this because they don't know what's popular and they're out of touch.
She says that begins a cycle. People use the library less, advocate for it less, and that in turn can affect its funding. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.